Trinity, it is to be before you this morning. I'm so thankful. I'm so grateful that the Lord has allowed us another day. Amen. Even though I would much rather be in the cloud on my way to the party. Amen. But the Lord told me a long time ago, he said, the job's not finished until the work is done. And I take that to heart. As much as I want to go, I can't go until it's time. Amen. The same rule applies to you. The job is not finished until the work is done. We must work the works of him who hath sent us while it is yet day, because night comes when no man can work. Amen. So thank God. I want to pray right now for all of those. I have a couple people that I need to pray for now. Jennifer Britt and her daughter Charity, I believe that's what it is. I got the email this morning. Let's see, I think it's Jennifer. Hold on, let me make sure, because they're dealing with some stuff and I need to make sure that we pray with them and for the Jennifer Britt, yes. And also we have a praise report from Levon Sarrett. Oh, my troop is here. From Levon, amen. So we want to, and also I also have another prayer request from her handle on YouTube or Facebook. Her handle is Rich Girl Travel, and so we have a prayer request from our young soldier. What an awesome woman and family. That girl is on fire for God. I mean, she really, really, really is. Amen. And so we want to make sure that we remember them in prayer this morning. Amen. But right now I want to pray for, if you know that you are in need, if you know you need to get closer to God, if you know that you're not where you should be, but you desire to be closer with God, if you know that things aren't the way they should be, I need you to take a moment now so that we can pray. The Bible tells us tomorrow is not promised. Good morning, Pastor Nicole. Amen. The Bible tells us, good morning, Asia. Good morning, Allie. The Bible tells us that tomorrow is not promised. You can't wait and say, I'll get it straight tomorrow. You may not be here tomorrow. You can't wait and say, you know, I'll take care of it later. I'll come to the Lord once I get these things straight. You're never going to get them straight, because the enemy's going to make sure that if that's what it takes to keep you away from God, he's going to make sure that he does it, and he puts all he has into it. Whatever it takes to keep you away from God. And if you listen, this is what people don't realize. And Pastor Nicole, you can turn one of those heaters off back there. I'm getting hot up here already because I have all three of them on, and Sandy's. The enemy is not all-knowing. Satan does not know your every thought. He does not know what's going to happen with you, because he has a direct line to the future. He is not all-knowing. People just think he is. He just talks a lot, and he's got a lot of help to spread it. Okay? He does not know everything. He's been here long enough to know how patterns go. He knows what your pattern is. Oh, well, you're in this atmosphere and this is going on with you, so your pattern in the past has been this, so you're probably going to do this. And this is why he keeps offering you different things based on your pattern. Oh, I think you'll like that. Okay, didn't like that. Okay, I think you'll like that. Okay, didn't go for that. Okay, let's try this. If he knew, he'd take you out like that. But because he doesn't know, he keeps throwing things at you, and hopefully you'll snatch one of them. He is not all knowing. He doesn't have all power. It's none of that. People give him that. That he does not have all of that. So you can't tell the enemy, I'm gonna be there as long as this happens. I'm gonna stay with God as long as that happens. You can't tell him that. You can't tell the enemy that, because that's what he's going after. Oh, they're going to be here. They're going to stay straight as long as their marriage stay together. Oh, let me see if I can throw a little something on the marriage. Let me see. Oh, as long as the kids stay straight, let me see if I can get some of the kids in trouble. Whatever you tell the enemy, you don't tell the enemy your plans. You don't show that. You play poker, you got to show everybody your hand. And then you're going to make a bet. That, you don't do that. That's I don't want to say that's stupid. Well, actually, I do want to say that, but I'm not going to tell you how stupid that is. I'm not going to tell you that, because see, then you'll think I'm being mean. I'm not going to tell you that that's dumb. I'm not going to tell you that. I'm going to tell you that's not a good idea. You don't want to give the enemy the playbook, right? That's a football term, right? Nikki, did I get that right? Amen. Because I'm not into sports so much. I mean, I can fake it for a minute, but after that, I'm out. You don't want to show the enemy the playbook. You want to keep him guessing. Amen. This is what you want to do. You want to give it over to Christ. Lord, I've taken this as far as I know how. I need you to take it from here. It is my desire to stay strong. It is my desire to stay in line with the word. It is my desire to be what you have called and created me to be. But I need your strength. I need your power. I need your knowledge, your wisdom, and your understanding to keep me where I need to be. That's the prayer you need to be praying. Father, keep me in a place where you can speak to me. Keep my mind focused on the gospel. Keep my mind focused on you and not the surrounding atmospheres. Father, keep my heart fixed on you, because I'm in a place where we're in a place where we have no control over. We have no control over what the enemy's doing. We have no control all, but what we do have, I don't want to say all we have. What I want to say is what we do have is the power of the Most High God. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. You ever been walking past a wall and you see a big giant shadow and you look and it's yours? That you're 5 foot and the shadow's 9 feet. It's a projection. The light comes and it projects your image onto a wall and it looks way bigger than it is. Y'all see where I'm headed? Yeah. It looks ginormous. Or a magnifying glass. It's the size of an ant. You get the right magnifying glass, you can look like a buffalo. It's magnified. It's magnified over and over. But in actuality, it's that big. But the more you magnify that small thing, the greater it becomes in your mind, in your spirit, in your atmosphere. And the more you keep saying, it's so big, I just can't handle it. It's so big. But first of all, it's not for you to handle. This battle belongs to God. This is not our battle. This is God's battle. And he's the only one that can defeat the enemy. You can't defeat the enemy. In order for you not to be defeated, you must stay in God, because that's where your strength is. That's where your power is. You have no strength on your own. You have no power. You have no wisdom of your own. You have nothing. You cannot take a stick to a gunfight. The only person that could take something to a gunfight that didn't seem to match up was Samson and Goliath. But then Christ was the rock. Amen. Christ, he didn't kill the giant. The rock killed the giant. Right? People putting all the emphasis on the vessel that God used instead of the emphasis on God. The rock killed the giant, not Samson. Samson.
David.
David, I'm sorry. Ay, yeah, yeah. Been out of church a week and forgetting half the stuff. David did not kill Goliath. The rock, which is Christ Jesus, killed the giant. The rock killed the giant. Jesus is the rock. If you need giants killed in your life, you can't do it. God can use you to get it done, but the one that's actually doing the killing is the rock. And the rock is Jesus. Amen. You cannot take on the enemy alone, because you're not going to make it. You must allow the rock to destroy the enemy that's been whooping up on you, whether it is your health, whether it is your finances, whether it is your prayer life, whether it is your relationship with Christ, whatever the giant is, Christ has to be the rock. Amen. I sent you an email this morning from Jennifer.
There's a couple of emails this morning.
Amen. Good morning, Pastor. Good morning. Hasi ayantosevi. I want to pray. So if you know you need Christ, you know you may even feel that you're falling by the wayside. You may feel that things are not the way that they should be. You know you need Christ. You're in Christ, but you feel like, I don't know how long I can sustain where I am. Things are just happening, and you love God, but you know things are not where you wish that they were. And you need God to come in and work something out. Amen. Whether it's in your family, whether it's your job, whether it's the sickness, whatever it is, you know God is the only one that can work this thing out. We need to pray this morning. If I can get you to just raise your hands with me, you don't even have to stand up, but if you can just raise your hands. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I bless you for all that you are and all that you've done. We thank you, Lord, for being faithful. We thank you for touching our hearts and our minds. We thank you for understanding us inside and out. Thank you for forgiving us of all of our sins, all of our unrighteousness, everything that was not like you. Thank you. We thank you for dying on the cross. We thank you for coming. We thank you for caring enough about us to come and deliver us. We thank you. Father, some of our folks, some of our people are dealing with things that are beyond their control. Whether it is their health, whether it's their finances, whether they're in sin and they're trying to come out, whether they don't even realize the position that they're in, whether it's their children, their spouses, their whatever it is. Father, we need you to intervene on behalf of the people, those that are calling you Lord, those that believe that you are who you say you are, those that are trying, those that are struggling, especially through these times, Father, those that are dealing with forces that are beyond their control, believers that are dealing with problems on their jobs, that are dealing with problems in their home, that are having issues with their children, that are having issues with their spouses, issues with their neighbors, issues they can't pay their bills, they don't know where their next meal is coming from, they don't know if they're going to have a place to live next month, they don't know if they're going to have any income next week. Father, they're dealing with health issues, they're dealing with so many things, Father, and they have no answer. But you have every answer. You have the solution. You have the perfect solution. You are the great healer. You are the great I am. There is nothing new under the sun. You know everything that was, is, and could ever be. There is nothing as great as you. You are the great King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We are in need of your help. Father, we are waiting. We are waiting for you. But while we're waiting, we still need deliverance. While we're waiting, we still need forgiveness. While we're waiting, we still need to be encouraged. While we're waiting, we still need to be about our Father's business. While we're waiting, we still need strength to fight. While we're still waiting, we still need the vision, because you said where there is no vision, the people perish. We're envisioning the coming of our Lord on a cloud to lift us up and to take us away from here. We're envisioning that. We're waiting. We're anticipating. We have something to hold on to.
Yes.
We don't know when, but we know it's coming. And we're holding on to that hope that you have given us, because you said in your word, it is impossible for you to lie. And we know that to be true, Because you have never lied. You have never spoken and it not happened. All the things that you've written in scripture that has come to pass, that you foretold, that you prophesied in the Old Testament, in the Tanakh, all the things that you spoke of, Lord, it is so. And Father, we know that this too will be. But Father, while we are waiting, we are actively waiting. We are actively waiting, Lord. We are waiting, but we're working. We're waiting, but we're praying. We're waiting, but we're trying to reach others. We're waiting, but we're still active in the gospel while we're waiting. Father, we're not hiding. We're on the front lines fighting while we're waiting. Father, if there's any forgiveness that's needed in this house, by anyone that's listening, by anyone that's praying, by all those that are standing, by all those that are still looking, for all those that are still reaching, for all those that are in need, Father, forgive us of any sin, any unrighteousness, anything, any offenses that we have brought. Cleanse our hearts and our minds. Those that are looking, Lord, let them find. Those that are seeking your word, let them find. Those that are knocking, answer, because you are the door. We pray this, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Amen.
Quite a few today.
Quite a few today. Amen. All right.
Let's start with a praise report.
Yes.
Last week.
Oh, come on over because they can't hear you.
Okay. Last week, we were praying for the Mobley family.
Yes.
Where the father, Adrian, was in the hospital, uh-huh, and they had put him in rehab.
Uh-huh.
The wife, mother, and daughter have been at his side the whole time.
Yes.
But of course, that has been a lot of stress on their body.
Yes.
But today we hear that Adrian is doing well. There's no pneumonia.
Yes.
His therapy is working wonderfully.
Yes.
Mother-in-law and daughter are able to breathe easier.
Praise God.
He's just doing it much better. So we want to continue to pray that his complete health is restored.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Good morning, saints. Good morning. That's awesome news. That's beautiful news.
To the ones you gave me this morning.
Amen.
From Jennifer.
For Jennifer.
She's asking for prayer for both her and her daughter. They are unwell.
Yeah.
And they don't want to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
So they're asking for prayer for healing while they're at home. And of course they have to take care of the baby while they're both not doing well.
Oh boy.
So we're asking for prayer that you will strengthen their bodies.
Amen.
God will strengthen their bodies.
From Travel Girl. Rich Girl Travel. Tell us again, baby. Find out. She's got a prayer request from Rich Girl and we need to know what it is. I want to pray for
Jennifer.
And
come on, man.
Jennifer and her babies. Amen. And her babies. Amen. Oh my God. Shali Uriam Yasari. Pastor Dre, can you anoint my hands with some oil? Amen. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever continues to believe shall not perish, but have, I think, there you go.
There you go.
But shall not perish, but have everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Jennifer, we are believing with you. Jennifer, we are believing with you in the name of Jesus. God has the power to heal. God has the power to deliver. God has the power to answer your prayer. Good morning. Good morning. The Bible says, I heard you before you called, and I answered while you were yet speaking. Before I knew I needed prayer, God heard the call. When I realized I needed prayer, God had prepared the solution. When I start praying to God about what I'm just now realizing that I need, God sent it out.
Yes.
Because he said, I heard you before you called, and while you were speaking, I sent the solution.
While you were still trying to utter the words of prayer, I sent the answer to your prayer. I heard you before you called. I answered you while you were yet speaking. We have the powerful Almighty God. For greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Jennifer, I believe that God will heal you completely and your family and provide what you need so that God can continually brag on you. Do you know God wants somebody to brag on? God wants somebody to brag on. Now, before you start jumping, Lord, that's me, that's me, that's me. Don't forget about Job. Amen? Mm-hmm. I want the Lord to, you want the Lord to brag on you. But remember, you might have to go through something. How do you know God is a deliverer if you've never had to be delivered? How do you know God is a healer if you've never had to be healed? How do you know God will rescue you if you've never been in a position where you needed to be rescued? I want the Lord to heal me. I want the Lord to deliver me. I want the Lord to... I know God is because I know where he brought me from. I know God can do because I know what he's done for me. I know God listens because I know he's heard my cry. God wants to brag. Everybody wants to brag on their family. Don't you want to brag on your family? Don't you want to brag on your kids?
Yeah.
I want to be able to brag on my kids. Sometimes you got to beat them to get them in a position so you can brag on them. Yeah. Sometimes you got to straighten them out so you can brag on them. Right? Because you can't just brag on them just because they're here. Sometimes, you know, take a little work to get them in a brag position. Right? You want to get straight A's in school? You can't get straight A's in school and watch TV all night.
No.
Right? There's got to be a little conditioning going on. And sometimes, you know, you got to do what you got to do. God is a parent. Mm-hmm. And in order for God to brag on you, sometimes he's got to do what he got to do. Amen. To get you in position to be bragged on. Right? Amen? I can't brag on a cake until I beat it first, put it in a pot, and then heat it up.
Right.
Y'all follow the analogy? You got to put all the ingredients together. You got to beat it. You got to whoop it. You got to stir it up. And then you got to put it in a very uncomfortable place.
Come on. Amen.
Amen. You catch where I'm going, right? So that when it's all said and done,
yeah,
I can brag on that cake.
That's right.
This is some of the best cake I ever had. But I had to do something to it before I could get it to that place. Y'all follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If it's something you got. I want God to brag on you, but sometimes he's got to put you in a position so he can brag on you.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Don't hate that God has put you or allowed you to be in a position. Because sometimes you put yourself in a position and God will let you do it because he know I'm going to bring him out.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll allow you to go down there so that he can snatch you out, so that he can clean you up. Sit you here and look at my, see what I did? This is mine right here. That right there, that's mine.
Yeah.
Amen. Y'all follow me? Y'all catch me on that? That makes sense, right? Sensational?
Yeah.
Amen. Jennifer, I wasn't saying that about you, but that's what came into my spirit for somebody else. I know God will heal you. I'm banking what I know about God, that he will heal your family. I just feel that in my spirit. I feel that. I do. He healed the pilot.
Yes. Hallelujah.
He's healing the wife.
Yes.
He blessed the boys.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
You tell me, God, we in Long Beach, he's in Sweden.
Yes. Hallelujah.
The prayers went whoop, whoop.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
I'm just saying, we got a pretty awesome God.
Yes, we do.
We got a pretty awesome God, right? And then he's got soldiers all over the world.
Yeah.
And then all his soldiers start praying at the same time about the same thing.
Yeah.
Amen. That's like a concert to God. That's like, listen to all my children talking to me about my other child. Look at that. And the music goes up before God. It's a sweet fragrance. And God's like, oh, I'm going to bless that one. Listen to my kids.
Yes.
I feel like running around this room. God is, girl, I got, I'm all tied up. God is awesome.
Yes.
And when we start praying in concert to God, that's like music to God's ears.
Yes.
He's like, my children have come together all for one purpose, for one cause, for another child of God has to move. When we pray, the effectual fervent prayers moves the hand of him who moves the world.
Yes. Hallelujah.
The effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. The Bible says that's a big deal to God. When those that give their life to God, when those that trust that God is who he said he is, for those that really believe that God is and they have turned their lives over to God, and they ask God for something in the spirit, God said, that means something to me.
Amen.
My daughter come in the room and said, Daddy, I can't sleep. And now I don't know what to do. I'm just so tired. Can I lay down with you? And I'm like, yeah. That's my baby. She can't sleep. Well, now get on out of here. What you doing in here? It's 2:00. You better get up. What kind of rotten demon daddy is that? I'm not talking about when they're 40. I'm talking about when they're 2, 6, 9. They 40, you go home. Yeah, they that old, they need their own house to go to. Amen. I'm talking about a kid. Now, Pastor Drew, there's always one peanut in the gallery. Amen. God is the loving and sensitive God. And he said, I heard you before you called, because I knew it was coming. And I answered while you were yet speaking. On the cross, I prepared a solution for your problem.
Yeah.
On the cross, he prepared. See, y'all don't realize what happened on that cross. Y'all just think Jesus got on the cross and just died just so he could prove a point. There was so much. That's why he could not. That's why he knew if I get down, somebody in 2021 is not going to be healed. Amen. He said, if I get down, somebody in 2020. If I get down, my people will be consumed by the lies of the enemy. He said, if I get down, somebody wouldn't eat tonight. He said, I can't get down because I know what, see what y'all know, that he was God in the fullness on the cross. Y'all know that, right? So our God on the cross is the all-knowing God. Is that safe to say?
Yes.
He knows everything about everything even before the things happen.
Yeah.
He wrote things that would happen 2,000 years before it happened, and he wrote it in the book so that it would be proof. So y'all know he's the almighty God, right?
Yeah.
So on the cross, do you think he knew that you were going to need an operation, and you were going to need a job, and you were going to need a car, and you were going to need a place to stay, and you were going to have COVID, and you were going to get this, and you were going to, you don't think he knew that on the cross? He knew that while he was on the cross. He says, I cannot get down. He said, because if I get down, it's all over.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
He said, I can't get down no matter what they do. He could have called legions of angels, thousands upon thousands of them, and just wiped. He could have just spoke and wiped them all out.
Yes.
But he said, no, I'm going to pay the full price. I'm going to stay up here. I'm going to pay the full price. Amen.
Amen.
Jennifer, I'm going to call your healing. I'm going to call out your healing and your family's deliverance. I'm going to call it out. In the name of Jesus. I believe in the name of Jesus, you are healed. I believe in the name of Jesus, your family is healed. I believe in the name of Jesus that you are more than a conqueror. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. What's her name? Isn't that nice music playing? Isn't that beautiful? Doesn't that just go with it? Amen. Thank you, Abigail.
Prayer from Rich Girl Travel.
Rich Girl Travel. Come on up here.
It's for Garrett. He's been in a hospital.
Rich Girl Travel is extremely faithful. And baby, Give me that name.
Garrick.
Your name? Your name? Yeah. Angie. Her and Rich Girl hang out daily online, on the phone, communicating, praying, and talking, and studying, and reading, and whatnot. I don't think you've ever met in person, have you? But they're just like sisters. Amen. Just like that.
Praise God.
God is awesome. What the enemy meant to destroy, God used to heal, bring his people together, cause things to happen. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Sure.
I'm almost sure.
Okay, so Garrick has been in hospital since August with COVID.
Since August?
Since August.
What month is this? December.
The end of December.
Oh, boy.
And while he was in the hospital, he gave his life back to the Lord.
Yes.
But however, in the last week or so, just the frustration of being in the hospital for so long and dealing with the weakness of his body, he pulled his trach out.
Yeah.
And they believe he was trying to go to Jesus.
Yeah.
So we're just praying for him to be encouraged and wherever God's will is.
Yes. Yes. I don't condone or condemn. I just say I get it. Amen. You stay in the bed too long, you get. Yeah. Garrick is his name?
Yes.
Like Pastor Tony's son, Garrick?
Yes.
Okay. Missy Alesson. Garrick, I don't know if you'll ever hear this prayer, but I'm praying, we're going to be praying for you now. Righteous Father, in the name of Jesus, you said you heard us before we called. Which means you knew this prayer was going to happen. You knew Garrick was going to contract what he had. You knew he was going to be in the hospital. You knew he was going to be frustrated. You already knew these things were going to happen. You knew it when he was born. You knew it before he got here. You already knew these things. So I heard you before you called. It means you knew all of this in advance. I heard you before you called, and I answered while you were yet speaking. So I know, Father, you know my next words. Heal Garrick according to your will for his life. Heal him or deliver him. Be aluntishan. Father, he gave his life to you. He recommitted his life to you. We want what's best for you, Father. But we're believing in the name of Jesus that you will heal him. We're believing according to your will that you will heal him. Whatever your perfect will is for his life, that's what we're asking in the name of Jesus. That you would touch his body, touch his mind, touch his thoughts, stir up his presence with your presence. Infuse his body with your spirit. Speak to him, Lord, while he's sleeping. Minister to him the gospel of Jesus. And reach an agreement. The Bible says, how can two walk together except they agree? And Father, that you and Garrick would come to an agreement and let that be so. The Aldusa I Adamio, La Isiaios. Let your perfect will be done. La Isio Olamiesen. Let your perfect will be done. La Sharisio Otason. Let your perfect will be done. We stand in a gap for our brother. When he's tired, we want to hold him up. When he's frustrated, we want to strengthen him. When he feels that there is no hope, we want to share our hope with him. When he's tired, Lord, we want to encourage him to hold on because you are the great King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Touch him in his body. Touch him in his mind. Continue to forgive him of any sin or unrighteousness. Give him a clarity of thought that he will vision your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Maria is asking for prayer for Mr. Holt.
Mm-hmm.
He has prostate cancer.
Mm-hmm.
He is a young father with a young wife.
Wow. Amen. His name is?
Mr. Holt.
Mr. Holt?
Holt.
Holt. Mr. Holt. Brother Holt. I wish I could get some oil and a tallit to him. If it's possible to send some oil and a tallit to him. Also to Garrick. Rich girl, if we can send a tallit and some oil to Garrick through you, or whatever way the Lord use you, we'd love to do that. Contact us so I can send it out to you for Garrick, for Mr. Holt.
H-O-L-T,
Holt. I would love to send some oil and prayer cloth to him, to anoint himself and to wrap himself in that prayer cloth as you pray and honor God. I would love to do that. If you contact us, we don't charge for anything. We'll be happy to, if you receive mail where you live, wherever you live, we'll send it to you so that you can pray, anoint yourself, and allow the Spirit of God to continue to minister to you. But right now we're going to pray for Mr. Holt, Brother Holt. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this believer asking for prayer for another believer. We're asking, Lord, for divine healing and intervention. We're asking, Lord, that you would move on their behalf, Mr. Holtz and Garrick's, that you would move supernaturally so on their behalf. We speak to you from here, and you give the command from there, and it heals down here. We pray, Lord, that you would move in the twinkling of an eye, that you would move on behalf of these soldiers, that you would bless not just them, but those that are praying for them, that you would bless not just them, but for those that are ministering to them, and that you would not just bless them, but their families and their loved ones, that you would move in and make a difference. Give them a new testimony. Give them a new way of thinking, a new way of admiring who you are. Give them another reason to continue to give you praise and to magnify you to others. We pray for them. Let your power move on their behalf. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you cold, Pastor Drea? We can put some more heat on for you.
I'm okay.
You good with your fur coat on?
No.
Okay. Amen.
Our next prayer is from Satorius.
Satorius.
He is asking for us to pray for his love, Elizabeth's
mm-hmm.
father. He has numerous infections. And he's also asking for prayer for Elizabeth and her mother.
Okay. Pray for his love's father.
Yes.
And for?
For his love and her mother.
Okay. We've heard that.
Yes, yeah. This is the same.
Is it the same?
Yes, they are so sweet.
I love that. Pray for my love. I love that. Don't you love that? Say something, girl. I'm talking to you. Don't that sound sweet? Amen. Wait a minute. I know she didn't come by herself. Who would she come with?
Thank you.
Oh, okay. I didn't see the mama. I was, okay. Pray for my love. Pray for my love. Amen. Everybody's like, so mushy. She's like, pray for my love. Amen. Lashodasi. Vaisola yom. Si alamios. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Did we get his name? Anybody?
His name is Satorius.
Satorius. As we pray for Satorius, good morning, minister.
Good morning.
So awesome to see you. As we pray for Satorius. Sartorius. I'm telling you, when I get in heaven, I am not going to have this problem. But since I am not in heaven, I'm seriously having problems with it. As we pray for Sartorius. I was going to say that. Sartorius and his love. And his love's father and mother. We pray healing and deliverance. We pray, Father, that you would bring them together as one. We pray, Lord, that in the spirit realm, there is healing. In the physical realm, there is healing. Do you know that it's necessary to heal the spirit as well as the physical body? Did you know that? And so when we're praying, asking God, that's why we ask God to forgive them of any sin, unrighteousness, because this is not just a physical thing. This is a spiritual thing, because some sins bring sickness and disease, and some sin brings stuff with it. All sin brings something with it. But some certain sins bring sickness and disease and death with it. And so we're praying, Lord, forgive them of any sin or unrighteousness, yes, so that you have the freedom to heal them in the natural. Yes. Amen. So it's not just about your physical healing. It's about your spiritual healing. It's about your mental healing. Alashon, Isibianos, Ryan. Alyssa, no, not Alyssa. Asia was here last Sunday with her babies. There's something emotional going on in her that's got a grip on her. There's a spiritual thing going on. I don't know if it's relationship. I don't know what it is. But when I was praying for him, I saw her. And so I need to lay hands on her. She says she's coming back. So I need to lay hands on her. This is not a 3-day prayer. This is something I need to do. I need to lay hands on her. I need you to, yeah. God wants to deliver her because she's ready to be delivered. She's ready to be delivered. She's ready to make a commitment, a real commitment. She's ready. And when the enemy sees she's ready, what does he want to do? He wants to press it down. No, you're not ready yet. No, you ain't going nowhere. But that's a strong woman.
Yeah.
No, y'all don't hear me. I seen her in the spirit. That's a strong woman. She'll do what she needs to do.
Amen.
He ain't going to hold her down unless she chooses not to get up.
Amen.
That's the only way he can hold her down is if she chooses not to get up. That's not her choice. Amen. Y'all hear me? That's not her choice. And so she's going to get up. Yeah. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And she's going to be healed, yeah, and completely delivered in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We pray for Holt.
Sartorius.
Oh, Sartorius. I'm a little behind. Sartorius. Tell me again.
Sartorius love.
I got it.
Her father has numerous.
I got it. Amen. You have beautiful teeth. Amen. All right. So, well, she does. She don't look like me, like Gumby. All right. What? I can't speak while I'm up here. I got the mic. I should be able to talk. Amen. Sartorius has
his
love's father has numerous infections. Father, we pray forgiveness over if there's any sin in that vessel. We're praying that you would remove the sin. God, forgive them of any sin or unrighteousness. If there's any confusion in that vessel, we're asking you to remove the confusion. If there's any darkness in that vessel, we're asking that you would remove the darkness from that vessel. Ah! If there's anything in that atmosphere that does not please you, remove it in the name of Jesus, so that your word will enter in and heal the different and numerous infections. Move the sin and the infection out of that temple, so that you will get all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. We're asking, Father, that you would bless his love and her mom. Yes. That whatever is needed, whatever is necessary, that you would bless them in the spirit, in the mind, and in the body. Let this mind be in them that is also in Christ Jesus. Le ishol tamias. Heal that entire family. Whatever they're lacking, restore. Wherever they're weak, make them strong. Whatever there is darkness, replace it with light. That you will get all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. I told the Lord this morning while I was sitting in there trying to pray, I said, I have nothing. I don't know what to say. I don't know who to address. I know nothing. You need to say something. You need to do something. And I think he showed up. Amen.
Amen.
Be sent.
Okay, this one is a little detail. It covers a couple of days from the 20th to yesterday. This is from Amari. Her father went.
Amari, I remember that name.
Okay. Her father went into the hospital, and they were expecting to put him into ICU. He has a lung infection and an infection in his foot. The doctors were saying that the infection was really bad and that they would possibly have to amputate. But what they've done is they've opened up a vein to help the blood flow, and they're hoping that his blood pressure can handle that. So I'm going through the days. They are expecting now, they were expecting to amputate his toes, but they're not sure he can survive that. And then the doctors later said that they're not going to do anything. They're going to just let him go until his heart fails. They decided not to do anything. And that was on Christmas Eve is when they decided there's nothing that can be done. And so the family was really hurting because the doctors decided nothing, no amputation, no anything. But then on Christmas Day, another doctor came in and said, no, the surgery should move forward. And so the family is a bit confused. And they're not sure what to give consent to because the doctors keep going back and forth. And so just asking for prayer, for wisdom, for healing, and direction over the care of the father.
Wow. And you complaining because you don't have the latest iPhone. You don't know what other people are going through. And your little ridiculous complaints, you don't know what people are dealing with. You don't have the biggest rims on your car in the block, so you mad at God. You know, your kid is not on the honor roll this semester, and so you put the kid on punishment. You know, stupid stuff that just don't matter. Lives are hanging in the balance. And the only person you can think about is you. Amen. People's lives are all thrown out of whack. And you mad because your cable went out. You see how that is? Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, what's the young man's name?
This is Amari, not young man.
Young lady, Amari. Miaya Tansom. Is Amari the one with the issues?
No, this is her father.
Her father. Amari, we're going to be praying. And we're going to be praying. This is not an assignment, but if you could let the prayer team know
immediately
that we continue to pray.
Yes.
I'm going to say pastor. I guess in source he has got, he is an acting position of a pastor because he is over a ministry.
You're going to call him Lloyd.
Ryan.
I know who he is. I'm going to ask Saul to be part of the prayer. It's not an assignment, but we need to keep this soldier in prayer. E me ayosa, man. Mi si amisi mi adomi. Kisar. Lord, la da ishon. Lord, let there be healing in their atmosphere. Father, send wisdom to that atmosphere, because it sounds like there's no wisdom there among the medical staff. We need your presence in that place. The family don't know what to do, but I know you know exactly what to do. You can touch her in her body. You can touch her in her mind. You can encourage her to move. Father, you healed Lazarus. You healed Job. You healed me. I've seen your work in action. I've read about what you do and what you've done. I know her healing was provided on the cross. This could be an opportunity to minister something to someone that has never seen a miracle. Father, this could be something that a miracle that someone has never seen. Somebody that thought that God was dead, they could see a miracle. Someone who never knew that God had the power or the authority to move. This could be a chance for somebody to see something that they've never seen and say, there really is a God. But Father, only you can heal. This is an impossible task for us. But Lord, it is just a command for you. Father, according to your will, we're praying a complete turnaround for, what's the name?
Imari's father.
For Imari's father. For Imari's father. We're praying for a complete turnaround according to your will. Father, we go back to the pilot, which is the most recent, and the praise report we got this morning. We know you hear us. You said you heard us before we called, which means you knew this was coming. And you answered while we were speaking. Father, unite your people around the world to pray for your son. Let a miracle come forth. Da isyo mano. Bring your people closer together so that they will see that you really are God. And there is nothing impossible for you to do. Send your warring angels to heal and to deliver. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
This is our last one. And we're dealing with a lot of infections this
morning. Yeah.
And this one is saying, this is from Mother Niara, and she's asking for prayer over Steve. He has a bad infection in the bone of his leg.
In the bone?
In the bone of his leg.
Her Steve.
He is currently receiving chemotherapy to kill the infection. If that fails, the doctor says amputation is the next.
Mother Niara, and a lot of y'all may not know Mother Niara, may not have even met her. She is an incredible woman of God. Knows the word like nobody's business. And we know Steve. And so if you can continue to keep Mother Niara also lifted up in prayer of encouragement. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we pray for Steve, Father, this is another opportunity for you to minister to him.
that he will receive your word, that he will take this opportunity to say yes to you. We know there have been times where things were different and things were this and things were that, but this is not that time now. This is a fresh opportunity to give you praise. If there's any sin in Steve's life, forgive him of any sin and unrighteousness. If there's any darkness in his atmosphere, remove the darkness. If there's anything in his life that is not like you, remove it in the name of Jesus. That you will get all praise, all honor, and all glory. Father, we know he knows who you are. And we are praying with Mother Niera for Steve, that you would somehow put a barrier around him, that you will reveal yourself to him, and that he will give himself to you. We bless you, Theodonis, for all these things. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. That's it. How we doing? Asia, anything online? Asia Nicole Davis. Asia Nicole Davis. Oh, I'm sorry. Blondie. Anything online? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, she's writing it?
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. For those of you that are in need of prayer, and you don't want to email, call in, ask, but you just need prayer, you can pray for yourself. You don't have to have us to lay hands on you. If you are a servant of the Most High God, you lay hands on yourself. Because if you are a servant of the Most High God and you believe that he is who he said he is, and you believe the scriptures, and you are actively serving God, not perfect, but God is working on the project. God is still working on the building. I'm a work in progress, but I am working. I'm still a child of God. You lay hands on yourself. Lord, heal me in thy name. You died for me. Heal me in the name of Jesus so that I will be what you have called and created me to be. Touch my heart, my mind. Open my understanding. You can pray for you. I pray for me. Amen. You pray for you. You can do this. If you want someone to pray with you, we're here. We're your family. That's what we do. We're not after your pocket. We want you to have a relationship with God. We're not after your pocket. We don't care what kind of, how big your house is. We don't care how fancy your car. We don't care about none of that stuff. What we want to know is, do you have a relationship with God? That's what I want to know. Are you in a repentive state constantly? Are you actively working to be what God has called and created you to be? That's what I want. Because whatever the church need, God will provide. My concern is, what do you need? Amen? That's fair enough, isn't it?
Yeah.
And if you need us, we're family. We're soldiers for Christ, global, but community. You can reach out to us. We're right down the street. What somebody in Sweden or Germany or Russia or...
I think that was in Italy.
In Italy. She said... You all are my local church. You remember that? She said, we're her local church. She's in Italy.
Thank you, Lord.
And we're her global local church. Amen. We're a local church to our members in Africa. We're local. We're a local church to our members in the UK. We're local. We're local in Canada. We're local in India, Australia, Austria, Sweden, Germany, Europe, Russia, we're local in a lot of places. When God gave us that name, Global Community Church, at first to me it didn't make sense. I'm like, what, global community? That don't even make sense. But I shut up and did it because that's what he said do. And after a while, I'm like, oh, that makes it. Because before, global local meant me and Sandy. That was, he was global and I was local. That's what global local meant. That's all it meant to me. That's all it meant. It wasn't but a couple of us that was here. All, you know, well, the wives are here, you know, more, no more 20 but one, you know, but it ain't funny if I add them into it. So I'm just saying, you know, I'm just saying, but God knew.
Amen.
God knew. And when she said that, I'm like, I'm done. This is just God all over.
Yeah.
Amen. Was there any?
Emerson, Beth is really sick.
Beth is sick? Amen. Can I get you to stand?
Right.
And they cut your hair, boy.
Oh, welcome home. Welcome home.
Amen. Lascio alito. Father God, in the name of Jesus. We're praying for Beth right now. That's my sister. That's our loved one. That's our daughter. That's your girl. We're praying for Beth, Lord. Whatever she needs, heal her in the name of Jesus. Whatever is necessary, touch her body. By your power and by your joy, by your strength, your mercies, your blood, we're praying, Lord, that you would give her relief. She's a faithful soldier. She trusts and believes in you. We're praying right now in the name of Jesus for her healing. We're praying right now in the name of Jesus for her deliverance, for her family. We're praying, Lord, whatever's necessary, speak your word wherever she is, that she will be healed. Speak your word wherever she is, that she will be delivered. Send your warring angels to fight whatever's trying to harm her, and let your perfect will be done, that you will get all the praise. We give you all the honor and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We pray for our family and our families. Thank you for being with us. We are back now until Jesus calls us home. We're back. We're serving, we're here. My prayer is, I'm looking for any time. We're in a perfect season, any time. He said, they'll be marrying and giving in marriage, they'll be going about their business, doing like nothing's wrong, like everything is okay. He said, they'll just be partying and just everything's fine, and bam. That's kind of how it feels now.
Yes.
Right? Am I right?
Yes.
So that tells me, watch out. Because this is when you least expect it, and this is a time where people will least expect it. It ain't happened yet. It ain't gonna happen. Oh, we got time. Let's just see what happens. We got time. Come on, let's sneak out and go do that. There, bam.
Yes.
I don't want to get caught with my pants down.
Yeah.
I don't want to get caught. I don't want to live 40 years in this direction. Step off for 1 minute and lose it all. How insane would that be? And what good did that do me to live for him all these years and then wait until the last moment
I'm going to step out and do something that I haven't done, probably don't remember how to do anyhow. Come on. Y'all forget, you're not what you used to be. Those people don't want you anymore. You turned against them. You are not one of them anymore. So try to go back and mingle with the people that you've turned against. And Satan is not going to forget you, and he certainly is not going to forgive you. And he'll use you like a sock puppet and then throw you in the fire. You have, if you have given your life to Christ, you have nothing to go back to. Because Christ destroyed, when you accepted Christ, he said you are a new creation. You're not what you used to be anymore. So trying to go back to what you used to be, you're trying to recreate something that no longer exists. You're trying to bring back, you're trying to raise the dead.
Come on. Hallelujah.
That's what you're doing. When you turn your back against God and you try to go back out into the world, you're trying to raise the dead. Because he says you are no longer, you are a new creation. All old things have come to pass. And behold, look at this. All things have become new. You're not what you were. So trying to go back into the world to recreate, to try to dig up, trying to dig up a corpse, and trying to give animation, because you can't give life to something that's, you can't give life if you don't have any.
Amen.
You cannot breathe life into a corpse if you're also dead. And so you're trying to put together a corpse so that you can sin. That don't make sense in a crazy man's book.
Amen.
You can go to the psycho ward and somebody in there tell you that don't make any sense. You cannot go back to your old life because your old life no longer exists. And the people that you used to hang out with don't like you that way anymore.
Yes.
And no matter how they treat you, they know you are not one of them anymore.
Right.
That's why you go to places and you feel uncomfortable. You don't fit because that's not where you belong. That's not you anymore.
Yes.
I'm uncomfortable. I don't. People don't. People are looking at me. Don't look like. So yeah, they're looking at you. They wonder why are you here.
Right. Hallelujah.
They wonder what you doing here. I thought you was in love with Jesus. What you doing bothering us now? They know you don't fit. You know you don't fit. You're trying to put life into a dead corpse. That's crazy. That's crazy. Don't spend your life and waste it at the last minute. It just don't make sense. You've come this far. Don't you want to see it through? You come this far. You are this close to the cross. Don't you want to touch it? Don't you want to just be near the cross? Don't you want to be in the presence of God? Don't you? You're this close. Don't blow it now.
Amen.
Don't make a fool out of yourself, because that's what Satan's trying to do.
Amen.
Thank you all. Pastor Sandy's going to do the preaching today. I'm through. Amen. We got the preacher just walked in. We're going to let him take it from here. Amen. Thank you all for being with us. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen. We are here. Huh?
Wednesday, Thursday.
Yes, and we are back Wednesday, Thursday. We're back. Everything is back the way it was as long until God say different. All right? Because I don't expect to be. God, I don't want to be here another Christmas. I do. I ain't that I don't like y'all. I just don't want to see none of y'all next Christmas. I really don't. Yes, I'm sure we're here on New Year. I mean,
okay.
New Year's is Saturday,
okay.
And New Year's Eve is Friday,
okay.
And so we're here Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay.
Amen. We're here. Don't make me scare me now. Y'all make me nervous. Amen. Amen. We if it's just me and Pastor, if it's just global and community, we'll. I'm global and local. I'm sorry. If it's just global and local, we'll be here. Amen. God bless you. Amen. I like that global and local. That's pretty good. Amen.